Today, sparkling wine from Italy, combined with some off-the-wall news, only here on West Coast Italian Radio.
I want you should send him a message from us.
Ma la più piano e nessuno sentirà.
So today, folks, I have the lovely Rita Cipolla here with us today. How you doing, Rita?
I'm doing good, Tony. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too. You know, as much as I miss Marzia because she's in Italy, you know, for about nine
Lucky
weeks.
Marzia.
It's so good to we have every week a different, very special guest host like yourself joining us. So it's kind of, you know, it makes it like a new and unique thing
there
each week,
you
know?
Yeah, talk about sparkling wine. It's kind of sparkling host.
It is sparkling host. There you go. Well, you know, and so I figured today we should do like an all news type of thing,
okay,
you know, because I know that you are going to do some Italian-American stuff for us from L'Italo-Americano later in the program.
I will, right.
But, you know, I thought it would be great to start off maybe with some stuff from Italy. And I got some kind of interesting news. And the interesting thing about this is people, I do not make this stuff up. We actually pulled this off of the news server. You couldn't make up some of this stuff, okay? So here we go. Un pezzo di Italia in the Northwest. Our first news story today is they have the first rage room in Italy, the first rage room. I've heard about these actually here in the United States. Camera della Rabbia is a facility in the hills of Forli full of objects to destroy.
That's great.
Okay, the slogan of Camera della Rabbia Forli is the only place where you can destroy everything and no one can blame you.
Wow, love it.
The rage room is the first place in Italy where you can release your negative energy. Customers armed with sledgehammers and wearing an adequate armor for a fee, starting from around 15 euros, which is not bad. 15 euros for 10 minutes.
It's cheaper than a psychiatrist,
it is,
right?
Absolutely. Are free to destroy furniture, bottles, or other things in complete safety. The place is intended to release the stress of a workday, and sometimes, you know, those who come in two or more to challenge each other who can smash the more things, you know, during their period of time there. So a new anti-stress Italian formula.
That sounds great. I wonder if afterwards you go out for pasta alla arrabbiata.
I don't know, but that would be a good thing
to top off your evening with.
I know there's things that at times like that, at the end of the day, I feel like destroying things.
Yeah, there you go.
Especially some technology stuff that doesn't work the way it's
supposed
to.
Right.
All right, so what do you have for us? You have an unusual story for me.
Yeah, this is very interesting. There's a underground city called Camerano, which is a dense network of tunnels and chambers carved in sandstone below an old town. And people don't really know why it was built, what it's been used for, but it's been used for probably for centuries. But it has an interesting, more recent use, and that was during the Second World War. It was used as a bomb shelter. Camerano, underground, there was tunnels, so the population would go in there and they'd hide in case of airstrikes or sieges or threats against the country. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. That particular town goes back, as so much of Italy does, for millennium, back to the third millennium B.C., actually. And the tunnels were dug at that time. They had to be really narrow. Because, of course, they probably didn't have a lot of tools, maybe. But, you know, they would preserve their food there. There would be housing. There would be shelters. And, you know, there's nothing.
So it's been there for centuries, basically.
Centuries.
Wow,
I mean, third millennium, that's whatever that is, 5,000 years ago.
Yeah, I have no idea, like, as to its why or where. Just, you know, kind of a.
Just showed up, and it's been used ever since.
Jeez.
So. Yep. So, you know, even as recently as World War II, they were really functional and the residents there were making use of them. So, yep.
Well, very interesting. Now, I have a story for you here, Rita. This is now, do you remember back in the, I think it was the 80s or the 90s on Broadway, they had that musical Sweeney Todd.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Sweeney Todd?
I saw the movie, actually.
Yeah, and Sweeney Todd was about the butcher in London.
Right.
Who he wound up destroying all of his enemies, and he would carve them up. He would put them in meat pies and sell them.
Right.
So there is like a real case of the Sweeney Todd, so to speak, that has happened in Italy. Leonardo Cianciulli is called the soap maker of Correggio. Okay,
well, she's like the Mrs. Sweeney
she's
Todd.
She's like the Mrs. Sweeney right. Todd, right? This is the woman who turns people into soap. Okay,
ooh.
So she had 17 pregnancies. Three were miscarriages, while 10 of her children died at a very young age. The four surviving children she had to protect at any price, and she had gone to. She was very superstitious, as you know, some Italians are. She went to a gypsy fortune teller who told her that she gave her this terrible prediction that you will marry and have children, but all your children will die. And later in your life, she says you're going to be in prison in a insane asylum.
Oh, my
right?
gosh.
So, obviously, you know, she already lost, what I say, she lost her first 14 kids or 13 kids.
13, right.
13 out of 17. So she had to protect these last four kids at any cost, right? So she decided the best way to do that was to offer human sacrifices to save her children. This is like a true story, really,
wow.
Okay? So the first person who fell into her trap was Faustina Setti, who was killed by an axe, and then Leonardo dragged the body into a closet. She cut it into 9 pieces, and she made soap out of this that dissolved, I guess, the body. And then with the remaining parts, the blood and so forth, she made crunchy tea cakes, and she served them to the ladies of the village who came to visit. This is pretty gory stuff.
Yeah, it sounds more like a Halloween story.
Exactly. The second victim was Francesca Soavi. And there was a third victim, too, who was her third sacrifice, who was Virginia Chupo. The same type of thing. They all ended up kind of like in the pot with their, where she made soap out of them. And then she made, with the leftovers, cakes for the women in the town there, okay? So apparently Victoria's sister-in-law became suspicious because she knows, all these people going to Leonardo's house, and they would never come out, right? So she called the police, and sure enough, the police investigated, unmasked our soap maker murderess, and Leonardo immediately confessed to the three murders. The court found her guilty of these crimes, sentenced her to 30 years in prison, and also to a criminal insane asylum where she died, where she had cerebral apoplexy and passed away. So
wow, so the prediction came true.
A very, very weird story
right.
when it comes to that type of thing. So,
well, now I feel like having something to eat. What about you?
Well, I think we're going to talk about something to drink instead today.
Oh, that sounds good.
Sounds like a safer thing to do. But first, we're going to have a word here from our sponsors, and then I think we may hear from the lovely Marcy. She was going to try to call us from Italy.
The shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he holds them a pearly white. Just a jackknife has old MacKeith, dear, and he keeps it way, way out of sight. When the shark bites.
Hey, David, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Mr. Espresso. Mmm, what a taste. What a creamer. So smooth. Best coffee I've ever had.
Hey, Scusi.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Espresso. Roasted with oak wood, right?
Mr. Espresso is the first and only roaster in the United States to roast coffee beans exclusively with oak wood since 1978.
Tony, David.
Where did you get it?
On Amazon.com. You can also go to MrEspresso.com and find a location near you.
Signori.
Huh?
Oh, it's my turn. Mr. Espresso is real cafe italiano. Magnifico.
Visit MrEspresso.com and get some today.
Hey, David, where are you off to?
I'm on my way to Mickey's Hair Salon down on the Tacoma waterfront.
Wow.
She's the hairdresser of the stars. They all love her.
Really?
She's fantastic. A full-service spa and salon with all the amenities from cuts and award-winning color to nails, lashes, Botox, even Reiki.
So why do you go there?
She's going to make me look like Elvis. Mickey's Hair Salon on Rustin Way in Tacoma. Call Mickey at 253-752-5299 for more information.
Hey, Dad, thanks for helping me cook this Italian meal.
We got to pass down our family recipes.
Your food is always so good. What's the secret?
Having the best authentic ingredients, like the Cicernio sausage, for instance. Fresh cuts of meat with no preservatives. I remember what my friend Frank Cicernio said.
All natural Italian sausages to make the perfect Italian meal.
No wonder it tastes so good.
Available in major supermarkets up and down the West Coast. Cicernio sausage. Visit Cicernio.com for recipes or to find a store near you.
Marcia, how was your dinner party?
Oh, David, it was almost a disaster. I had no time to cook, the kids, the dog, cleaning, mamma mia. So I called Tina at the lasagna store. She made fettuccine, tortellini, spaghetti, an incredible lasagna, also fresh. Everyone thought I cooked all day. So I let them believe it was my homemade.
What? It's okay, I've done that too. The Lasagna Store, pasta and more, located on 6th Ave in Tacoma. Dine in or take out, or call them at 253-292-1483.
Perdonami, Tina.
Now that Mackey's back in town.
All right, so you know now, Rita. This is one of my favorite times of the summer, when we actually get to talk to the lovely Marcia, who is calling us directly from Italy. It's like 1:15 in the morning.
Wow.
And since we're doing all of her work here for her, I make her stay up late on Monday nights to call us. All right. So, Marcia, are you there?
Hello, everyone. Hello. Hello, Rita. Hello, Eric. How you guys doing?
Great.
So where are you this week?
Well, Bergamo, right up north.
Bergamo.
So, oh, it's beautiful.
By Milano.
Come here. It's close to Milano. Yeah, close. But it's gorgeous. It's like I have a high Bergamo, low Bergamo, right, to town.
Yeah.
But it was bad weather today, really bad thunderstorm. So I wasn't sure to call you guys.
Well, you're coming very clearly. We can hear you very clearly. So, yeah,
I'm glad. Good. So glad. Well, I called you before. I hear you talking about a strange story. I was thinking, maybe I got the wrong call, wrong station here for a second. It's a horror movie?
Yeah, really?
No. This is a true story. But, I got to tell you, those Italians can be pretty gory at times, right?
You never know. We make it a big drama sometimes.
So were you partying today? Drink? I told you before you called and you had to drink a lot of vino, right?
Well, you know what? You fail tonight. I eat a lot. I drink less tonight. It was.
You did.
I have to tell you about this. Listen, two things. One new plate, a new menu. I have a friend of mine over here next to me.
Yeah.
Her name is Francesca. And she made this dish that's unbelievable. Okay. I have to tell you step by step.
Okay.
A second one, I have to tell you about Bergamo, how beautiful it is. You should come over here because it's like a medieval time village. And like I say, that there's high wall all around, it closed the town. And at 10 p.m. at night, you can hear the bell ringing when under times, because call all the farmer to come back in the village and close the gate. And they still do for century, they still do the same tradition. You can hear that. I have no words. I have to put the picture on Facebook and you guys can see what I'm talking about.
Well, next year I'm going to come with you to Italy. We're going to let Marcia and Eric, and we'll let, I mean, Rita and Eric do the show here.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh,
great. All right. So your friend Francesca, she speak English? She speak Italian? What?
Not too much. She's right here. She's really shy.
Hey, Francesca.
Nice. Don't
scare her. Francesco, come va?
Ciao a tutti. Benvenuta.
Facciamo un famoso spettacolo radio negli Stati Uniti per milioni di persone.
Grazie. Lo so. Siete bravissimi. You see? She said she knows. And you're really good. That's what she said.
Oh, va bene. So, you said she has a recipe. What is the recipe that she has?
Well, how you call this plate? Come si chiama questo piatto? Come si chiama?
Peperoni in agro dolce.
Peperoni ammollicati.
All right.
Ammollicati. I ate it tonight. It was unbelievable. Really simple to make.
Tell us about it.
You buy the red bell peppers and yellow one too. and you put a garlic, some oil, and make it cook a little bit longer. Then it's almost close like a pepperonata kind of type.
Ooh,
you know,
I love that.
Ooh, sounds
but
good.
You just use, but you just use the green peppers and that's it. You know, all different colors you can put it in with garlic oil, and you add some crumbs of bread, breadcrumbs.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then after that, you add some sugar.
Wow.
That's the thing. Really fun. Yeah. We don't, you know, I was like,
yeah, yeah.
Different. But then you add some vinegar.
Okay.
And
almost like Italian sweet and sour.
Right. Exactly. And you let it cook for a long time. I tell you, it was unbelievable. It was my first time I eat this plate. It's like, I fall in love. I'm going to do it next time when I come back in the city.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
So you can try.
So we'll have to, we'll use some of our sausage from our sponsor, Isenio, and you can make it soon with some of that. We'll do a special thing for the show here, you know. So we'll do it. Tell Francesca.
Right.
We'll do it in here. Onore di Francesca in Italia.
Onore
si.
Di Francesca.
Un famoso cibo here in Stati Uniti.
Grazie.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
So now you know one of the things we were talking about also. We're talking about sparkling wine from Italy. There's a lot of different types of sparkling wine, right? And people immediately, when you say sparkling wine, they think Prosecco.
No.
But there's a lot of other things other than Prosecco. There's like Asti Spumoti, there's Lambrusco, there's different things like that. So
Vino frizzante.
I think in both, you have the different wines, depending on your sparkling wine, is really from the region of Italy. Is that not right, Marzia?
That's true. Yes, we do. We have a lot of type of, we call it vino frizzante.
Right. So like Asti Spumanti. Asti Spumanti. Now that comes from...
It's north.
Northern Italy.
North,
right,
Piemonte.
Right.
So,
Piemonte.
Around,
north.
Piemonte and the north, it says the northwest of Italy. So that's kind of up like around where your family is from, right?
Right. Well, Piemonte is Torino. It's up there.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's still close. It's really great wine. Really
so
good.
So then the other type of sparkling wine they have is Lambrusco. Lambrusco, they say, it comes from the Emilia-Romagna area, right? So,
right.
And I always liked Lambrusco. I mean, kind of like that red sparkling wine. Ever since I was young, I liked Lambrusco a lot, okay?
That is really good, too, Lambrusco.
And then they actually be called Prosecco. There's, I guess, you have to come from. There are certain areas out of Italy that you have to, you know, come from, or you can't really call it Prosecco. Is that correct?
I'm not sure. They call it different Prosecco too, different type of.
Well, it says it has to be produced from 100% from Glera grapes in the cool climate of Veneto. So that would be up around where you live, right?
Yeah, we have a lot. Yeah, we call it Prosecco. We love Prosecco. We use it for a lot of different type of drink. We mix that too.
Right. So it sounds like that also is a sparkling wine that would be more associated with the northern part of Italy, okay?
We like sparkly. Like we have Fragolino is a red wine. It's
gotcha.
Sweet, but it's a little bit sparkly too. It's a little bit, but it's a little bit sparkly too. Fragolino is a really sweet red wine.
So there's, maybe that's similar to this. So there's a wine here. The next sparkling wine they list here is Franciacorta. Franciacorta?
Franciacorta.
It says,
you have that one?
This is supposed to be a wine that is, it says it comes from around the southern part of Lombardy, okay?
Lombardia.
Yeah, so, and that's supposed to be one of a very, very good wine. I don't think I've had that particular type of sparkling wine. And the last one they have listed is Trento. Trento, which is similar to the Franciacorta, but it's just a little more yeastier. And let me see where it doesn't really tell us where that particular wine comes from. Have you tried any of that Trento?
Trento, no. I was young when I went there, but I know they have a really good wine. My father used to tell me that
all the time. But these are so when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to get one of our wine people in here, like. You know, we have several really good wine people have been in the past. We should just do a show where we do different types of sparkling wine.
Yeah,
sparkling wine.
Oh, I would
and we'll
love
do a tasting
that.
Of that, right?
Something. I can bring some from Italy you guys can try. Do you see the new way how they do it in Italy now? You saw the picture they put on Facebook with a big, huge can like, you know, a wine in the store. You go there with the empty
bottle. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that. I saw you.
Like a wine growler.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you go like take your own jug in and you just fill it up. Yeah. I guess they charge you by the liter or whatever, you know?
Oh, it's so cheap. €5 for, what, 4 liters?
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Francesca.
Brunello.
Francesca.
Francesca.
Tu sei? Right? Sei qui? Francesca?
Sì,
all right, so now we're in the Italiano, Italiano frase di oggi, the Italian phrase of the day, okay? And sta oggi Italiano frase tutto divino, okay? Famoso frase divino, okay? So here are some famous, if you're, you know, we're talking about wine, if you're going to drink wine in Italy, okay, or you're going to drink Italian wine, you better know these phrases. These are good phrases to know, all right? So here's un primo. Nella botte piccola c'è il vino buono, right?
È vero.
Nella botte piccola c'è il vino buono. In small barrels, there's good wine, okay? I think that probably is, I can say that about some of the women I dated when I was younger, too, you know? Some, you know, small girls, you know, were always a lot of fun, okay? So,
okay. Oh, good to know.
Big things come in small packages, I think. That's how they say it here in the...
Rita, you're good.
All right. Un secondo. Il vino va buon sangue.
Oh, that is
il vino
true,
va
my
buon
father always said that.
So make good wine makes good blood, right?
Right,
so,
right.
You know, it makes you feel sangue. Good, makes you feel invigorated. Okay, I'm going to let, Rita do the last one. Rita, you read the last one.
Dove regna il vino, non regna il silenzio.
Oh, nice. I like
that
one.
Where wine reigns, silence does not.
That's right.
So there you go, you know. Good wine sayings to remember on your Italian phrase of the day. We're going to go to a commercial break here in a second. But first, so what's tell us, we have about 60 seconds left.
Okay.
Tell us what is your plan for the coming week, Marzia?
Well, Wednesday I'm going to take another big bus and we'll go to Rome.
Wow.
Cool. Wow.
From Bergamo.
Yes. You're going to see my family in Rome. I'll send you a thing. You can look up Giovanni and some of my family down there and say hi to them.
Oh, I will. Yeah, that'd be nice. I'm going to see some friends, too. I'm going to stay with a nun, so I'm going to be a good girl.
Oh, okay. You're going to have a curfew.
You got to watch that.
That's right.
You know? That's right. Marcia's going to give the nuns the run for their money. There we go. The nuns the run for their money.
Is not the nuns the runs,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, they didn't come up quite right.
I'm going to try to do what David used to say. I'm going to go there and talk to the Pope. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Get the Pope to talk to us next Monday, okay?
Oh,
I mean,
that's
it's just there in the middle of the night anyway. You know, he could bless us something,
okay,
you know?
There you go, yeah.
Nan or Pope. That's wonderful. Yes, why not?
Let's All right. Well, we love you, Marzia. We miss you.
Love you,
and,
too, guys.
And thank you for calling in. We got to go to a commercial break, folks. We'll be
ciao.
Back.
Ciao, Francesca.
Ciao.
Yo, David, you look 10 years younger. What happened?
Yeah, I just came from Mickey's Hair Salon down on the Tacoma waterfront. She specializes in hair growth.
Wow.
Yeah, she does this laser treatment stuff that makes your hair grow like crazy, based on the same stuff the astronauts use to grow plants in the space station.
Mickey's Hair Salon.
Yes, on Rustin Way in Tacoma. Call Mickey at 253-752-5299 for more information.
That's MickeySpaAndSalon.com for amazing hair growth.
Hey, Dad, thanks for helping me cook this Italian meal.
We got to pass down our family recipes.
Your food is always so good. What's the secret?
Having the best authentic ingredients, like the Cicerneo sausage, for instance. Fresh cuts of meat with no preservatives. I remember what my friend Frank Cicerneo said.
All natural Italian sausage to make the perfect Italian meal.
No one wonder it tastes so good.
Available in major supermarkets up and down the West Coast, Isernio's Sausage. Visit Isernio.com for recipes or to find a store near you.
Hi, folks. Dave Madrid here. Hey, anytime I'm in downtown Seattle, I've got to stop at Big John's Pacific Food Importers, the best Italian importers in town. I mean, they've got the pastas, the sauces, the cheeses, the peppers, the olives, the figs. Everything is fabulous. They've been there since 1971. It's a cool, very fantastic experience. You got to stop in there just east of CenturyLink Field on 6th Avenue. Stop in and tell them Dave Madrid sent.
Marcia, how was your dinner party?
Oh, David, it was almost a disaster. I had no time to cook, the kids, the dog, cleaning, mamma mia. So I called Tina at the lasagna store. She made fettuccine, tortellini, spaghetti, an incredible lasagna, also fresh. Everyone thought I cooked all day. So I let them believe it was my homemade.
What? It's okay, I've done that too. The lasagna store, pasta and more, located on 6th Ave in Tacoma. Dine in or take out, or call them at 253-292-1483.
Perdonami, Tina.
Hey, David, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Mr. Espresso. Mmm, what a taste. What a crema. So smooth. Best coffee I've ever had.
Mi scusi.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Espresso. Roasted with oak wood, right?
Mr. Espresso is the first and only roaster in the United States to roast coffee beans exclusively with oak wood since 1978.
Tony, David.
Where did you get it?
On Amazon.com. You can also go to MrEspresso.com and find a location near you.
Signori.
Huh?
Oh, it's my turn. Mr. Espresso is real cafe italiano. Magnifico.
Visit MrEspresso.com and get some today.
All right. Well, we are back here at the West Coast Italian Radio Network. I think we're going to do a little bit of our song of the week for you, a little bit of a classical tune that we recorded back in 2003 with Vinnie Friuli, who was with the top. He was the top Italian guitar player in the world back in those days. He was the youngest guy who ever did a solo concert in Carnegie Hall. I think he had his PhD playing guitar from Juilliard when he was like 22 years old, and been a very close personal friend of mine for many, many years. Here is a song that we recorded together with a band of some amazing musicians we put together back, some old Italian musicians back in the Boston and Providence, Rhode Island area. The song is La Mattinata by Leoncavallo.
La Lora di Bianco vestita all'uscio di schioda gran sol, di già con le rose scritta, carezza di fiori il mostro. Amo solo fremita arcano, in tutto creato già fa, e tu non ti destieni in vano, e mi sto qui dolente a cantare. E metti anche tu la veste bianca e schiudi l'uscio al tuo cadavere. E non sei la luce manca, ove tu sei nasce l'amor. Metti anche tu
la mattinata.
That's beautiful.
Interestingly, Leoncavallo, the composer, is only known for two things. He's known, like, for the opera Pagliacci, where everybody dies, of course, at the end. We know all those big, dramatic, you know, songs from Pagliacci. And he's known for this beautiful, beautiful love song, La Mattinata. They say when you sing that in Italy, even the fish make love. So, you know.
That's great.
There you go. So, I do think he also wrote his own version of La Boheme, and I think I have a recording somewhere of Mario Lanza doing the aria of that in my archives. So before we go on, I want to mention it's such a blast having Marcia on the line with us, and you know, her whole segment is brought to us each week by the lasagna store, pasta, and more. Our friend Tina down there in Tacoma. Have you ever been down there?
I have been, yeah, delicious.
It's a lot of fun.
It
and
is.
I got to tell you, you know, Tina's, the pasta there is fantastic. You can eat it in, you can take
everything,
it home.
Yeah.
If you take it home and you throw it in your own dishes, people are going to think you made it homemade because it's just fantastic.
Yep, it's good.
And speaking of fantastic stuff now, I'm always excited to see you because we have our very own correspondent here from L'Italo Americano. I think this is like the number one Italian newspaper in the Western United States. Am I not?
Well, definitely. And it's also the oldest. It's been published continuously since 1908.
Jeez,
so that's
wow.
Pretty amazing, serving the Italian-American community up and down the West Coast.
That's fantastic.
It's a nonprofit paper, and its reason for existence is just to promote and preserve Italian culture and heritage.
That's great.
So, yeah,
that's
it's a great product. And, you know, if you're interested in checking it out, go online to italoamericano.org, and you can read more about it and see how to subscribe if that's of interest.
And it's very inexpensive, too.
I mean, you
can get it. Now, how much is it if you get it actually mailed to you, a hard copy?
The print version is under $60 a year, and
wow.
You get that delivered right to your home every other week.
Right, right.
And it's, you know, a pretty robust edition. You're talking maybe 60 pages
or so.
So it's great content. The digital version is less than half that price. It's about $24 a year. So it's a great bargain any way you look at
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and plus you're helping to preserve Italian culture.
And it comes out twice a month, and it gives us some great, great Italian-American stories, and it covers stuff all over the country, really.
Yes, it
does,
and it, you know, Italy as well.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And today's stories are all drawn from the website or the print edition.
All right.
So today we're going to feature two singers.
All right.
Who are both Italian. They've appeared on stage together. They made a Grammy award-winning album together. They've been in commercials for a well-known bookstore together. Of course, we're talking about Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga.
There you go. All right.
So the news about Tony Bennett is that last month on June 2nd, a street was named in his honor in San Francisco. Tony Bennett Way.
It would have to be in San Francisco,
yep, exactly.
Wouldn't it?
Exactly.
You know?
It's a portion of Mason Street in the 900 block, and it's around the Fairmont Hotel.
That is cool.
It's very cool. You know, of course, his signature song
was recorded,
get this, 57 years ago.
Jeez.
And in the interim, he's recorded more than 100 albums. Mm. He won 15 Grammys, and one of those was in 2014 when he collaborated with Lady Gaga on an album called Cheek to Cheek.
Yeah, I remember that. It's a fantastic album.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Really, a great album.
You know, he was, his father was an immigrant who came to the United States. He was a grocer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his mother is of Italian heritage, but she was born in the U.S. She
mm-hmm.
was a seamstress.
Mm.
So Tony Bennett has always said that growing up Italian just played a huge role in his life.
Right.
He's from New York. He was born in Queens. And over his career, he's performed for 10 presidents.
Wow.
Starting
man.
With Eisenhower. And,
jeez.
You know, he also kind of, he walked the walk, if you will. He marched alongside Martin Luther King in the 1965 Civil Rights March.
Wow.
So he's always been front and foremost, just really defending what's important to him.
And he was always Frank Sinatra's favorite singer.
Oh.
Sinatra used to say all the time that in his opinion, the best singer out there was Tony Bennett.
Well, he's just amazing. 91 years old and going strong. And did you know he's also an artist?
I did know that, actually. I have seen, not personally, but I mean, I've seen online his artwork. You know, he's actually a pretty good artist,
he has three of his paintings in the permanent collection of the Smithsonian Institution.
Wow.
One is a portrait of Ella Fitzgerald, another is Duke Ellington, so... You know, he's just an amazing guy. So if you're in San Francisco, look for his street and the statue that is there.
I've stayed at the Fairmont, so,
I will have to
go check it out.
And, you know, just an aside, did you know one of our old-time Italian families here in Seattle, the Obertos, just had a street named in their honor?
Really?
Kent, Washington, where the Oberto Sausage Company is located.
Right.
Is now located on Oberto Drive. That just happened in May. And
that
that's
really
to
cool.
celebrate the 100th anniversary of the company.
So now, I still run into Art Umberto at times.
Yes.
At various meetings, whether it's the Italian Club or he comes to Festa Italiana
right,
each year.
I know.
I see
he's
him
very
at San
Gennaro.
I see him a lot of different places. So
and
that's
he,
pretty cool.
And he is also 91. So, you know, he
wow.
and Tony Bennett are going neck and neck there.
There you go.
So moving on to our second singer today, Lady Gaga, another Italian-American, and I know you've been trying to get her on the show for
a
while. Well, her roots are from a town in Sicily called Naso.
Naso.
Close to Messina. Now, you know, it's kind of an odd name for a town. Some say it's taken from the Italian, which of course means nose.
Mm-hmm.
But others say it's Greek. It's taken from the word Nasos, which means island. So you take your pick. But in any case, that's where her grandparents emigrated from. It's about 4 miles from the sea, got about 400 inhabitants. So Lady Gaga's real name is?
I don't know what her real name is.
Joanne Stefani Germanotta.
Oh, you know, I think I've read that somewhere. Yep. I remember a while back seeing that. Yes,
and
yes.
The townspeople have done a search. There are 3 branches of the Germanotta family in Naso. But the town officials don't really know which branch that her family might be from. She's never visited her ancestral home, even though she's been in Milan recently. And the town tried to reach out to her most recently in 2012 when there was a major landslide and they kind of reached out. They sent an email or maybe
something
on Facebook to try to get some kind of support, but they heard nothing back.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, that doesn't surprise me because first of all, I have seen Lady Gaga I've seen different interviews she's done on TV and on YouTube and everything. And I think that from what I can tell, now I don't know her personally, but what I can see from these interviews, she seems like she's a really down-to-earth, decent woman who really takes a great deal of a pride in her Italian heritage, okay?
Right, yeah.
But I think the problem you have is she's surrounded by this army of people. These handlers who do not let the, you know, real information get to her, which is really doing her a huge misservice because then, like I say, there's places like this where I think that if she knew that those people from the town were trying to reach out to her, I'm sure she would respond.
If she knew,
when she was here in Seattle, we had really wanted to, even if we did an interview on this thing like we did with Zucchero or we did with, Tony Orlando, just to have, you know, a few minutes, I think she would be open to that.
Yeah.
What
I
happens is when you get to a certain level, these celebrities are more insulated than the president.
Right.
And getting to them, and you have somebody down the list who, you know, could knows less, cares less about being Italian, doesn't really get it, and all they're doing is they're trying to justify a paycheck by keeping her in front of, like, the mainstream news media or whatever.
Right.
Instead of, you know, letting her stuff get through to her so that she can actually make a decision on it. I think it does these celebrities a great injustice to have that, you know.
Right. Well, let's go back in time a little bit. You know, we've talked about modern singers. Now we're going to move back in time. I just want to talk really briefly about an interesting story I read on the Colosseum
in
Rome, one of the most popular attractions for tourists, of course. I mean, everybody knows a little bit about the Colosseum. You know, it's built during the glory days of the Roman Empire. They fed Christians to the lions there. And wow, those gladiators, you know, we all know.
Right.
But is that really the true story? Well, this was, I uncovered some interesting facts during, while reading one of the Italo-Americano stories. And one is that the Colosseum was built by an emperor called Vespasian. He came into power after Nero. Well, by the time Nero was on his way out, people were really sick of him. He was very excessive. He had built a man-made lake right in the middle of Rome just for his own personal use. So the instant he died, Emperor Vespasian could not wait to drain the lake, and he built something on top of it, which was the Colosseum.
Uh-huh.
So it took about 10 years, and it was built by 60,000 slaves.
Jeez.
And just like our sports arenas today, it was designed to hold about 50,000 people.
Right.
So Vespasian wanted to give it as a gift to the people of Rome. It was free admission, free snacks, even the wine was free.
Wow. That's something our current stadiums don't have.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the story of tossing people to the lions are all true.
Yeah,
but they weren't
just
Christians. They were criminals. They were prisoners of war. They were runaway slaves. It's estimated more than 400,000 people died in the Colosseum.
Yeah, see, this is these gory Italians. Like, we did the whole thing with the Sweeney Todd thing at the beginning. You know, the Italians, and we get the idea they're all these loving people, but they really are into this gore, you know?
Well, you know, and that's people. Now, of course, there was all that animal slaughter.
Right, right.
Just during the opening events of the Colosseum alone, I don't know how long that went on, but, you know, figured a few days, a few weeks maybe, more than 9,000 animals were killed.
Jeez.
And in all, researchers estimate more than 1 million creatures were killed in sport in the Colosseum.
Wow, man.
So, I mean, actually even some entire species went extinct due to that activity. So,
jeez.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's kind of like, you know, they took this whole extreme sports things to the next level.
Sure. So, you know, next time you go to visit the Colosseum, now you'll know a little bit more about its history, but you will need to pay admission and you don't get free food and drinks.
Too bad. You know, it's, well, I tell you what, we're going to, since we don't get free food and drinks either, we're going to hear from our sponsors right now, and then we'll be back with our artist of the week.
Marcia, how was your dinner party?
Oh, David, it was almost a disaster. I had no time to cook, the kids, the dog, cleaning, mamma mia. So I called Tina at the lasagna store. She made fettuccine, tortellini, spaghetti, an incredible lasagna, also fresh. Everyone thought I'd cook all day. So I let them believe it was my homemade.
What? It's okay, I've done that too. The lasagna store, pasta and more, located on 6th Ave in Tacoma. Dine in or take out, or call them at 253-292-1483.
Perdonami, Tina.
Hey, Dad, thanks for helping me cook this Italian meal.
We gotta pass down our family recipes.
Your food is always so good. What's the secret?
Having the best authentic ingredients, like the Cicernio sausage, for instance. Fresh cuts of meat with no preservatives. I remember what my friend Frank Cicernio said.
All natural Italian sausages to make the perfect Italian meal.
No wonder it tastes so good.
Available in major supermarkets up and down the West Coast. Cicernio sausage. Visit Cicernio.com for recipes or to find a store near you. Hey, David, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Mr. Espresso. Mmm, what a taste. What a crema. So smooth. Best coffee I've ever had.
Hey, Scusi.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Espresso. Roasted with oak wood, right?
Mr. Espresso is the first and only roaster in the United States to roast coffee beans exclusively with oak wood since 1978.
Tony, David.
Where did you get it?
On Amazon.com. You can also go to MrEspresso.com and find a location near you.
Signori.
Huh?
Huh? Oh, it's my turn. Mr. Espresso is real cafe italiano. Magnifico.
Visit MrEspresso.com and get some today.
Hey, David, where are you off to?
I'm on my way to Mickey's Hair Salon down on the Tacoma waterfront.
Wow.
She's the hairdresser of the stars. They all love her.
Really?
She's fantastic. A full-service spa and salon with all the amenities from cuts and award-winning color to nails, lashes, Botox, even Reiki.
So why do you go there?
She's going to make me look like Elvis. Mickey's Hair Salon on Rustin Way in Tacoma. Call Mickey at 253-752-5299 for more information.
And now it's time for the Artist of the Week with Tony LaStella.
All right, folks. Well, our Artist of the Week, speaking of which, is brought to you by Mickey Hair Salon and Spa down on the Rustin Way, Tacoma waterfront. And as David Madrid, our founder, said in the last commercial break, you just heard, if she can make him look good, she can make anybody look good. So trust me, she truly is a fantastic, fantastic miracle worker. She will make you look gorgeous. And plus, she does all kinds of extra things, too. You know, they have all the relaxing therapy there and everything as well. So make sure you go down and check her out. And we appreciate her being our sponsor for the Artist of the Week. Today's Artist of the Week, you know, interestingly, we talk a lot about the old-timers a lot here, or you have some of the rock and roll guys that we get into. But here's a guy, Patrizio Buoni, okay, who he's kind of like only been around for about the last 20 years. He's just this great-looking young Italian guy. I think he got started in his career, it said, when he was age 11, he won a music contest there in Italy, and by the time he was 17, he was performing all over Europe, including he performed for the Pope, okay, at a mass with 85,000 people attended. He sang a special song there and he's had different albums over the years. He's even performed here in the United States in 2006 at the National Italian American Foundation when they do their annual
their gala
there. He performed there. He met the President of the United States at that. And he just continues to hit it hard. But the interesting thing is he kind of is keeping the old Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin stuff alive. I mean, from a guy from Italy, this guy really sings and nails his stuff as good as anybody I know here in the country. You know, so let's hear a little bit now of Patrizio Buone.
Well, oh, stars make you drool just like a passport for Dio. Lo sai che ci sono anch'io.
Patrizio Buone.
That
what do you think
great.
About it, guys? Isn't it fantastic?
I loved him. What a beautiful voice.
Listen, if you see how this guy looks, he looks like he's like a movie star.
Wow.
I mean, this guy
he
is just
sounds like
he's
a movie star.
Dead gorgeous,
yep.
Right? So singing all those great hits, keeping his stuff alive. We got to see about getting someone like that to come over here to Festa Italiana.
Oh, that would be great.
Us,
yeah, he's
know?
Amazing.
Yeah, very, very good. All right, so now we're going to finish up for the last few minutes of our program with our event calendar. If you have an Italian event going on here in the greater area of the Northwest, that would be anywhere from Vancouver, BC, down to Portland, Oregon, down to over to Spokane, because we got stations, we got listeners in all these areas. Make sure you let us know. Send us your information at nwitalianradio@gmail.com. That's nwitalianradio@gmail.com. All right, so our first one coming up is going to be this coming Saturday, Rita. Saturday, July 21st, annual Amici d'Italia Summer Picnic and Bocce on the Turf Tournament. It's going to be 11 a.m. to 4 in the afternoon at the Mary S. Young Park, which is in Westland in the Portland area. Go. This sounds like it's a blast.
Yeah,
I mean,
it does.
You know, we have lots of Italians down in Portland, and they know how to party and have a good time. Call Carrie Lynn at 503-287-3255. That's 503-287-3255, and she will give you more information.
Next Sunday, a week from coming up, is on July 29th, is the Auburn Soul Lodge annual picnic.
Sons of Italy.
Sons of Italy.
I know, it's one of our abbreviations here.
I thought it was the Sun Lodge. Okay.
Be nice.
Yeah, that's in Auburn at the Les Grove Park Boce Courts. 10 to 5 p.m., so that sounds like a lot of fun. Sons of Italy.
It's a lot of fun. We have our friend Salvatore Cosconi down there who manages that. It's always a great time. Okay, Saturday, August 4th, going back down to Portland, our concert in the park featuring the music of the Beatniks, 5:30 to 10 o'clock at the Cedarville Park in the Portland area. You get music, you get dinner, you get dancing. $25 includes it all. You get your concert and a spaghetti and meatball dinner. You're going to have a great time. And I tell you what, the Beatniks are fantastic. We've been enjoying their music for years and years. Get your tickets by going online to clubpaisano.org.
That sounds fun.
Clubpaisano.org. We need to do something like that up
there. Yeah, that sounds
a
like a lot of fun. On Sunday, August 5th, we've got Italian Day at the Tacoma Rainiers. 1 to 4 o'clock at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Rainiers are playing the Colorado Springs Sky Sox. It's a baseball game. More information will be coming. You can check our website or Facebook page or contact the Tacoma Rainiers online or by telephone if you can't wait for us to post more.
That sounds like fun. And then when you're done with the Tacoma Rainiers, the same day, August 5th, you go to the Seattle Fedele Lodge for wine tasting.
Wow.
Okay? They're doing this at the Via
Tribunale
restaurant in Georgetown.
Fabulous.
Tickets are only $35, and I tell you what, it's going to be a great, great time. Gene Stout has more information. Give him a call, 206-795-9552.
On Sunday, August 12th, the Americo Vespucci Sons of Italy Lodge annual picnic at the home of Joe and Connie Chicano in the Aberdeen area. That's from 1 to 5. So it'll be kind of a lunchtime. You can RSVP by calling Joe at 360-533-4529.
So those are your Italian events coming up over the next 30 days. We try to give you mostly the ones that are immediately coming up. Other than that, we want to make sure you save the date for these future events. Portland Festa Italiana goes on August 23rd to 25th down at the Portland Pioneer Square House area of Portland, Oregon, and that's always a blast. Then, of course, we have Italian Day at the Races at the Emerald Downs Racetrack on Sunday, September 2nd. We're going to have a bunch of tickets to give away for that in about 2 weeks. And then, of course, here in Seattle, September is Italian Month in Seattle. I mean, we have all the Italian festivals you can think
every
of.
Every week.
San Gennaro, you got your Mass in Italian. You got your Fest Italian Luncheon. You got your Taste of Italy. We're going to play golf. We got the Italian Golf Tournament. That's coming up, okay? All kinds of things, and it all ends then at the end of September with a big Festa Italiana at the center, the 29th and 30th, and we're going to be doing the Grape Stomp there. The radio show helps to sponsor the All-Star Festa Jam on Saturday night. That's always a blast where people come together, all the headline performers. They sing, they dance, and we drink lots of wine.
Yep,
so
a lot of fun.
We've had a great time, folks.
Yes,
we're
going to
be back next week with a brand new show for you here 1 week from today. And, Rita, you want to say something to our friends before we depart?
Well, I'm just happy the beautiful weather is here. We live in such a beautiful area. Let's just enjoy it.
Absolutely. And we want to say God bless you to everybody out there. We hope you have a fantastic week. Make sure you tune in next week or listen to us online 7 days a week at WCIR.biz. A salute.
Yep. Ciao a tutti.
Oh, my. But all its glory.